Assalamu alaikum, Ya Aba Abdullah. Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. Historians are unanimous about the fact that Yazid's character, morality, personality, and ethics did not in any shape or form conform to humanity, let alone Islam. Yazid neither believed in Islam, nor did he have faith in the messenger of Islam. He used to ridicule the prayer and those who recited the prayer. Wine was served openly in his court, and he used to play with dogs and monkeys. And this is just the beginning. Yazid remained on the throne for 3 or 3.5 years. In the first year, he wreaked havoc on the family of the Holy Prophet of Islam and slaughtered them mercilessly, as witnessed in Karbala. In the second year, he attacked Medina, and his soldiers ransacked and plundered the Muslim houses of Medina, taking the women for themselves. Hundreds of Muslims, companions, and followers of the Holy Prophet and his household, memorizers of the Qurans and teachers of Islam, were put under the sword. The Holy Prophet's masjid was converted by the soldiers of Yazid into a stable for their horses. And in the third year, his soldiers attacked Mecca and laid siege to it. Catapults were used to throw fireballs on the holy, sanctified Kaaba. This is the kind of cruel, bloodthirsty, spiteful, and evil devil that Yazid is, who was the ruler of that time. And Imam Hussein stood up against him. Glad you stayed. Sister Spade.